Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back in hour two. It is 1:02 p.m. on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I am so excited that Cyclosporiasis, or as I call it, Cyclo Runny Booty, is in now 40 states. Is that what that said? 40 states. Although Taco Bell causing that is not new. You know, I mean, I'm on record here. I said it on the morning show. Like, if I ever... Some people take laxatives, you know, to do a little clean out.
Jeez.
Yeah, a couple quesadillas.
Good God.
You know? I'm just saying. When I lived in, you know, we lived in Spring Hill, Tennessee. There were a couple times. I was like, Brennan, to my wife, I was, Brennan, I got to go to Taco Bell. She's like, what, you can't poop? I said, well, it's part of the problem. You know what else will help? A little colostrum. Some broccoli. Nature's broom. Anyway. Let's stop talking about Dukes and start talking more about...
I don't know. I think we should continue on this topic.
You want to do Duke Fest?
Yeah.
All right, we'll absolutely do Duke not. Fest. That's fine.
Well,
we'll do a little Duke.
Just see the guy in Ohio who's like, they're suing Taco Bell for the Cyclospora. Like, what do you expect when you go to Taco Bell? Like, that's right. The end result, yeah. Is that you're going to end up in the bathroom for a few more minutes than you're used to. It can't be suing
considerable
Taco
amount
Bell for
of
that.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be suing Taco Bell for, I mean, again, that's one of the utilities of Taco Bell.
Correct.
Right? Is you could take Miralax or you could have a Crunchwrap Supreme. Crunchwrap Supreme tastes better.
Way better.
Okay? Than Miralax. So I just go for that, you know? And then of course if that doesn't work, you could drink like a Senna tea and that works.
Sure.
But that works too well for too long.
Yeah.
You know? So I'd rather just have Taco Bell. Bottom line. Anyway, be careful with this thing because apparently, like, if you get it, it doesn't go away on its own. Imagine like not knowing you have it and just like for like a month.
Oh, there's 100%. There's people out there like that, without a doubt.
Oh, of course, you know. Yeah,
it's just their every day. It's like, oh, I didn't notice a difference. Oh,
well, I don't know. I didn't know. I mean, if, imagine living with that. Like, were you living with that your whole life? You just can't. You don't have a solid.
They're eating a Taco Bell every day.
I mean, I would. Taco Bell's delicious. They say that it is the healthiest of all the fast food. I don't know who they is, but they say that it's the healthiest of all the fast food chains. I think Trump would argue that it's McDonald's. He's been eating that his whole life. And
Diet
he's
Coke.
Still going.
Yeah.
Diet Coke, which can remove the paint off of cars.
Gotta love that aspartame.
By all means, you know, consume it you know, at your own risk, I guess. Anyway, I want to get back on track here. We'll get away from the poo and into, what do you think? What do you think? Let's go to CNN, shall we? This is CNN. I want to start with this Maze Moore clip because I want to highlight the evolution of the left-wing playbook, right? It's not happening, and then it is happening, but only a little bit. And then we get into the final stages of this whole, you know, the whole progression, whereas it's actually happening a lot, and it's a good thing. And if you don't think that it's a good thing that it's happening a lot, you're a racist. So I want to go to this clip from Maze Moore. This is Maze, CNN, Abby Phillips saying, you know, basically highlighting that illegals are voting. But it starts off with a clip of the exact same show, the exact same person in January of this year saying, no, this isn't happening. And then 6 months later, well, it's kind of happening. Let's roll that clip right now.
He's been in office for a full year now. They have not come up with any of this purported evidence of voter fraud. You guys are in search of something that there's been no evidence exists. New Jersey is double checking its voter rolls tonight after a software error added 6,600 non-citizens to the voter rolls. The suggestion that this is fraud suggests that these people were trying to vote. Sometimes what happens is that when state systems are incorrect, people receive information and they are confused. Where some people who are ineligible to vote are not aware that they're ineligible to vote. I do think it's whether it is widespread or not matters. Clearly. I do think that the numbers actually matter.
I mean, just take the L, okay? You said there was no evidence in January. By the way, there was plenty of evidence in January. You just didn't want to acknowledge it. Now that you have a Democrat governor coming out and saying, hey, this is you know, what's happening here. Now it's, oh, well, it's not widespread. Again, it's not happening to, oh, it is happening, but it's not happening a lot or enough to make a difference. And you don't know that. You don't know that it's not making a difference or that it can't make a difference. You know that it's not making a difference if the numbers of, you know, these that were verified to have been voting are less than the margin of victory. Then you say, okay, even if you remove those and they all voted for one, the same person, it still wouldn't have changed the outcome. But you don't know before the election that those couple hundred, couple thousand, whatever the number winds up being on any given election, you don't know that that's not going to be enough. And that's the point. That's the point. You know, it's like leave your door open at night, okay, to your home. Leave it wide open. You're leaving your home, your entire home, your family, everything inside vulnerable to a bad actor on the outside. Now, just because nothing bad happened last night doesn't mean that it won't happen bad. Something bad won't happen tonight if you do the same thing. Does this make sense? What is that? It's like the disclaimer that they put on all those stock trading commercials. Past performance does not, what is it? Past performance is not guarantee future results or something. Just because it has an impact in an election, or maybe it has an impact in an election or changed the results of an election, doesn't mean it can't. You say, oh, well, even if it's 400, 500 people, I mean, you know, that's not that many in the grand scheme of things when you look at New Jersey elections. Folks, you know, you never know how close an election is going to be. As I mentioned, a gentleman in Grundy County, Tennessee, I spoke with, he lost his primary by 4 votes 4 years ago. Now, granted, it's a small county in Tennessee versus an entire state in New Jersey and different type of elections. I get all that. But my point is, You never know how close an election is going to be. And so we need to make sure that the loopholes, the vulnerabilities, the weaknesses, the lack of security and integrity in our elections, we need to make sure that they are that they cannot be exploited easily, that those loopholes, that those vulnerabilities cannot be exploited easily. That's the point. So to wrap this up with Mikey Sherrill, she took to X and confessed yesterday that she learned a serious software error. And they're obviously pointing that out. In the state's motor vehicle system allowed thousands of foreign nationals to register to vote between 2023 and June of 2024. This coincidentally occurred right in the midst of the 2024 election campaign. Sherrill, of course, tried to assure that the impact was quote unquote minor. I don't know, 6,600 people and seemed to be very minor to me. Because like, what's the threshold for when it starts to matter? If we can prove, see, you're never going to be able to, here's the thing. This is the game that they're playing. Well, it wasn't enough to prove that it swayed the results. Okay. But one day, if it is enough, let's say an election in New Jersey was decided by 360 votes and you found out that 410 ineligible voters participated in that election, right? Whether it's a county-wide thing or a statewide thing or whatever, you have a larger number of ineligibles who voted in an election that was a number of ineligibles larger than the margin of victory, if this makes sense. I know I'm kind of all over the place. I sound a little bit like Joe Biden.
I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
Oh,
that's a good one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys don't even know about this one then. Hold on. Ready for this one?
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes.
That's a real clip.
Whoa. Wow.
From a brewery in Wisconsin. He was definitely bombed.
Oh, yeah.
The beer brewed here is better than the Earth Rider. Thanks for the Great Lakes. No idea what he's trying to say.
No.
What I'm trying to say is, let's say you have an election that's decided by 300 votes and 400 ineligible voters participated. You can now say that they might have changed the results of the election. But what the left will do is go, well, there's no evidence that it actually changed the results of the election. Well, guess what? There's no way to prove that. We vote via secret ballot. All you can see is that Sean Farish voted in Tennessee. You don't know who I voted for. I could be lying to you and say I voted for Trump. I could have voted for Kamala Harris, and there's no way that you can prove that. Of course, I didn't do that, but you get my point. So even if the number of ineligibles exceeds the margin of victory in an election, the left will just pivot and go, well, you have no proof that those ineligible voters actually changed the result of the election. That is exactly what they're going to do. I have seen it a million times. That is exactly what they're going to do. Well, just because they voted, you know, how do you know they didn't vote even split? And, you know, it didn't make a difference. The point of the matter is it can make a difference. Quote, these individuals answered no when asked on a keypad whether they were a U.S. citizen when applying for driver's licenses and identification cards, but through no fault of their own, the system registered them anyway. That's from Mikey Sherrill. Our preliminary analysis shows fewer than 400 individuals who were newly registered for the first time because of the error voted. They were registered as all, you know, Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated, and were scattered across the state. So she's trying to say, well, you know, nothing changed. This didn't impact anything. That does not matter. And if we're just learning about these 400 or 6,600 or whatever, you know, you just know there's a ton more out there. I know I sound like Candace, right? We don't really know, but we know she stole that from Finding Nemo.
You never really know, but when they know, you'll know, you know?
That's Crush, my boy, the turtle.
You so totally rock, Squirt! Give me some fin. Noggin. Dude. Yeah. Little blue. It's like Cuckoo Ka-Choo. You find their way back to the big old blue. One of my favorite movies ever. So quotable. So good. All right. This is the point that I'm making, and we'll put a little bow on this, is nobody should be okay with this. Whether it's 400 votes or 4 votes. Whether it's 40,000 votes or 4 million votes or 1 vote. These loopholes, these weaknesses, these exploitable weak points in our elections should not exist. So it is time to call on the Senate to pass the Save America Act. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But nobody, no American voter in this country should be okay with what is being admitted now in New Jersey. And I have a feeling that if it's happening in New Jersey, then it's probably happening in Philly. And if it's happening in Philly, then it's probably happening in Atlanta. And if it's happening in Atlanta, then it's probably happening in Detroit. And if it's happening in Detroit, then it's probably happening in Milwaukee, and so on and so forth. And look at these swing states and these blue jurisdictions of, in these swing states. And maybe Governor Sherrill is right in New Jersey. Maybe this was something that happened by chance and there was no malice or bad intentions. Or, as I suggested and asked earlier, maybe this is not a glitch. And this is a feature. Or maybe it started out as a glitch, but was weaponized to be a feature. Either way you shake it, it is not okay. It is not okay. Non-citizens should not be voting in elections. Illegal aliens should not be voting in elections. Ineligible voters should not be voting in elections. That's not controversial. That's common sense. When we come back, we're going to get into this new push from House Republicans about amnesty. They want to do this amnesty crap again. I am telling you, it's an unconditional no. Under no circumstances are we going to do amnesty in this country. If we wanted amnesty, we would have all voted for Kamala Harris. We didn't want amnesty, so we voted for Trump and mass deportations. We'll have that and more on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Sean Farish filling in for Dom Giordano. Until 3 o'clock, we're back after this.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back in. 1:22 p.m. The Offspring. You got to keep them separated. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to keep them separated. 100%. Come out and play. It's a great song. About gang violence, by the way.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yep. It's about gang violence. It's, you know, because it was, they're from California. There was a lot of that happening right, in the 90s. Yep. Orange County. And then they went hardcore left also, you know. I mean, they used to be all about, like, don't give in to the, and then they fired their drummer for not getting the COVID vaccine. It's like, what a shame. What happened to you guys? You know, it was like Rage Against the Machine became like lips stapled to the rear end of the machine. Right? Like, oh, what are you doing? You know, Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder. He was like always so angry. And now all of a sudden he's like, the government's great. You know, I love you. Okay. But now the old music is great. That album, Smash, Come Out and Play is on is, awesome. Is just tremendous. So good. There's like not a bad song on that album. It's great.
I agree.
All right. I want to jump into this. There's a push. There always seems to be a push. What bothers me even more than the fact that they're pushing for amnesty is that they keep trying, like every couple of months, these House Republicans. They tried with this thing called the Dignity Act not too long ago. And they were like, well, it doesn't give them like citizenship. It's not really amnesty. Yeah, but it lets them stay. I don't want them to stay. Right? It's like, oh, have some compassion. Listen, I do have compassion, but first and foremost to the American people who are being negatively impacted by this. Let me throw this example out there for you, right? Because a lot of people are like, well, the illegal aliens that they're talking about in the Dignity Act or this new farm worker thing or whatever, they're not the bad ones. Well, first of all, you don't know who the bad ones are until they become bad. Like Lakin Riley's killer wasn't an issue until he killed somebody. You know what I'm saying? Even Sheridan Gorman's killer, he shoplifted like $100 or $130 from a Macy's, which is, by the way, not okay. But like you could say, all right, on the list of like violent crimes, he didn't hurt anybody. He just stole some merchandise. Again, still against the law. Shouldn't be happening. He's illegal. But then he murdered someone. So it's like you don't know they're the bad ones. They don't walk around with a neon sign hanging over their head saying, I'm going to be bad one day, right? Like that's not how this works. The point is, if you're not supposed to be here, we get you out of here before you even have the opportunity to do something horrible. That's the point. But they keep trying to push for these amnesty things. Oh, you don't understand. You need to have compassion. They've been here for decades. They've been paying taxes. Look, this is the not caring face. I don't care how long you've been here. Matter of fact, if you've been here for that long and you still haven't tried to become a citizen, all the more reason to get the hell out of here. Stop trying to give these people amnesty. Stop it. Stop it. It's not what we want. And it's crazy. You have Democrats who want to keep these people in the country because of potential voting power. And now you have quote unquote Republicans trying to keep these people in the country because it gives their donors cheap labor. Enough. My sympathy does not lie with the illegal alien who is in our country. It lies with the American people who are being adversely impacted by these folks being in our country. Even if you're not raped, assaulted, carjacked, a victim of drugs, whatever, the mere existence of the illegal alien in this country is a negative for every single American. That person, those folks who are not supposed to be here, are competing with Americans for jobs, for food, other resources, housing, healthcare. When you add 30 to 40 million people onto the demand side of the supply and demand equation, costs are going to go up. We've seen that. You had a report from the Dallas Fed that said something, what was it, 30% increase in housing costs? And that's attributable to the illegal aliens competing with regular Americans for housing here? That's unacceptable. That's not what any of us signed up for. So spare me the sob stories. Oh, this one's been here for 30 years and he has a family. I don't care. I stopped caring when I saw Americans getting the shaft. So now you have 50 House Republicans pushing a bill that would grant de facto amnesty to illegal alien farm workers present in the United States as of May 31st, 2026. This bill would mean people who broke the law to come into the country illegally. That is a law. By the way, it is a crime to enter the country illegally. Just like it is a crime to enter your home illegally. Do you call a burglar who breaks into your home or your apartment an undocumented house guest? No, they're a burglar. If somebody was to break into your home, you know, maybe they're a couple, whatever, and they commandeer one of your bedrooms, right? They decide that they're going to live there now. It's their bedroom now. But they pay their way, right? They pay for some utilities. They pay their fair share. They buy their own food. But now they have a child. And they're just existing in your home without your permission. You're cool with that? Seriously, that's a fair question, right? Are you okay with somebody who just decides that your spare bedroom is now where they're going to raise their family? Are you cool with that? Are they just an undocumented resident in your house? Or is that somebody who has broken and entered into your home without your permission? And what are you going to do? Are you going to wait years to address the problem? No, you're probably not even going to wait an hour. Once you tell them to leave and they say, no, you have to understand, we have a, you know, we're just looking for a place to live. Well, look somewhere else because this is my house, not your house. Now, you may be gracious and say, sure, you can stay with us. Now, if they have your permission, that's fine. In terms of the house example. But no, you're not going to let these people just stay there. And if they refuse to leave, you're going to call law enforcement. They're going to haul them out of your home. Same thing here. This is House Resolution 9535. It's called the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act of 2026. Securing it for who? Not for Americans. It's for these, I hate to say it, I sound like Bernie, greedy corporations. Where is Bernie Sanders here? These people who are working on these farms are not being paid a fair wage because they can't defend themselves. They don't have the leverage. What is the illegal alien going to do if they're getting paid, you know, $6 an hour to pick food on a farm? Are they going to say, you better pay me minimum wage or I'm going to go tell the government that you're not paying me? No, because they're not legally authorized to work here. They can't do that. So the employer has all the leverage. And what this bill does is it gives the illegal alien a pass and a path to citizenship. And it gives the employers a pass, which then basically says, you know, those laws against doing what you're doing here, they don't matter. We cannot live in a country that decides it's not going to enforce its laws. It is a federal crime to enter the country illegally. It's a civil violation to overstay a visa. It is a federal crime to enter the country illegally. It is a felony if you do it twice after removal, right? If you do it again after removal, it's a felony. And yet you have 53 co-sponsors, 49 Republicans, and 4 Democrats sitting in the House Judiciary Committee. Among those were Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, Maria Salazar of Florida. Very surprising to see Claudia Tenney on this list from New York. Not surprising to see Nick Langworthy from New York on this list. Very surprising to see David Kustoff of Tennessee on this list. Daniel Muser from Pennsylvania on this list. Lloyd Smucker from Pennsylvania's 11th on this list. There was another Tennessean on this one also. Chuck Fleischman. It's a problem. We can't just be deciding, oh, well, you know, we have these laws on the border, but we're just not going to enforce them because the farm workers are saying that, you know, they're going to lose their labor. This is essentially slavery. Give those jobs to Americans. Oh, then the cost of your food is going to go up. But at the what? No issue with that. Because now you're going to have Americans working these jobs instead of illegals. You'll have these wage increases. This will help the affordability crisis. Instead of having these Americans having to work 3, 4, or 5 jobs, you say, oh, Americans aren't going to pick food in a farm. Well, not for $6 an hour. But for a damn good wage, they would. I would. When we come back, I'm going to play a couple clips from Salazar showing you this is all about amnesty. And this is all this woman does. And I'm getting sick and tired of the Republican Party on the Hill pushing for amnesty like it's their job. It's not their job. Their job is to serve the American people, not people of a foreign country that have invaded, broken, and entered into our country, stole our jobs, stole our housing, and are driving and fueling the affordability crisis. We'll have Salazar and more on this story when we come back on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. It's the Dom Show. Sean Farish filling in today, tomorrow, Friday. But most importantly, right now, till 3 o'clock, we're back after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber. And they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back in. It is 1:37. Hour 2 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD 855-839-1210 if you want to chime in. We got a caller waiting here. I'm going to get to him in just a moment. Sean Farish filling in with you, or for you here, filling in for Dom until 3 o'clock. So just an hour and 20 minutes from now. We'll jump on the phones here. We got Stan from Newport calling about illegal aliens in New Jersey. What's going on, Stan?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm all right, Stan. How are you?
All right, I was calling in because, you know, I was hearing you talk about specifically the illegals and the farming jobs, and that they'll take these slow-paying farming jobs. You know, the American workers that are in South Jersey that have tried to take farming jobs have actually got paid less than the illegals get paid. Well, actually, no, less than the visa ones get paid. The visa candidates from Mexico and other places, they actually get their housing paid for. They get, you know, picked up the airfare, whatever it takes to get them to and from. And they get like $1 or $2 more an hour than an American who would take that same job. But the thing is, I've been into trades for 50 years next year. And I have watched as the last 49 years has traversed where all of the jobs in the trades, starting with framing and, well, first it started with drywall finishing. All the drywall finishing went from being, you know, a couple of middle-aged guys who came in and actually did the drywall, finished the drywall, that all went over to illegals somewhere around 25 to 26 years ago. Then it started to move into the framing, and then it was the outside in Philadelphia, they were doing all the casting, the rough casting, the smooth casting. So they took away a lot of the Italians who in South Philly were doing all the brickwork and stuff, so that ended up going to them. You know, and now I'm starting to see them in the doing electrical contracting, and I actually am starting to see them in my trade, which is HVAC. And they're starting to actually take those jobs. So when they're starting to take the top of the food chain, you know, in the trades, and they're not paying, you know, or they have not paid the price to be a citizen, and they're stealing that away from my children and my grandchildren, I got an issue with that, you know?
Yeah, everyone should have an issue with that. Everybody should have an issue with that.
Why should they have an opportunity here when they have not earned the privilege to have that? And you think for a minute that if they're gonna legalize them as citizens, as illegals pulling or picking our crops, well, they better make a contract with them that they got to stay doing that for 20 years. Because you know what? The minute they get citizenship, they're running as fast as they can away from that job and stealing mine.
You know what? You have a valid concern. And again, this has to do. Thank you for the call, Stan. This has to do with securing our borders and securing our country and securing, you know, the rights of American citizens first. And listen, if you're bringing in skilled labor from another country, I would like to find that you know, folks with those skills here first. You know, we've talked about H-1B before, and I've been very critical of the public school system where these kids are not being taught real life skills. They're being taught, you know, underwater basket weaving and gender studies and all sorts of stupid stuff that does not prepare them to be productive in the workforce, productive, contributors to the workforce or contributors to the country. And so in some cases, you may need to bring in a skilled worker from somewhere like in India or another country, which just reinforces my point that we need to do a better job with education here to teach kids actual skills. But I feel like, you know, some of the things that you're mentioning here, that there's this incentive for these companies to just, you know, not give these jobs to Americans and give them to these illegals. And as you said, once they become citizens, they could ditch those, you know, those farm jobs and then come after your job, which I don't want to see happen. Nobody should want to see that happen. Your concerns are 100% valid. You know, they're playing this card here of, you know, it's got to be compassionate. It's got to be compassionate, right? So I want to play this this clip from Florida Representative Maria Salazar, who has been pushing for amnesty for just a long time. Actually, this clip is about a year old. According to what I see here, I first brought this clip in on July 21st, 2025. So I've been highlighting this woman and this ridiculous amnesty push for a year. So this is the Salazar amnesty push cut. Let's roll this here.
President Trump, sir, the same God who saved you from death in Pennsylvania 1 year ago and who put you back in the Oval Office against all odds is the same God Almighty who millions and millions are begging to for some type of dignity, not amnesty. Sir, I believe that you could be for immigration what Lincoln was for slavery and Reagan was for communism. You are a businessman who understands our economy needs a reliable working force in areas where other Americans don't participate. You stopped Iran on its tracks. You stopped China from eating our lunch. You took the economic oxygen away from Maduro, and you signed the BBB the day that you said you were going to sign it. You have been called to do this, to fix this 40-year mess with just one signature, yours. Human dignity is one of the seven pillars of American conservatism. For that reason, Mr. President, the eye of history is upon us. Some of the most shameful moments in our past as a country relates to how we have treated immigrants who are not criminals. And we are in one of those moments.
All right, that's enough with her here. You know, because that clip's close, she rambles for a little bit longer. We've treated immigrants who are not criminals. Okay. That's the part that I have a problem with. Well, I actually have a problem with a lot of that. Dignity. She talks about dignity. It is not dignified to reward lawbreaking. Now, if you're a legal immigrant in this country and you came here the right way by following the law, my issue is not with you. If you are an illegal alien, okay, illegal, then the very first thing you did when you crossed the border outside of a port of entry and came into this country, the very first thing you did if you came into this country illegally was a criminal act. 100% of illegal aliens who came into our country illegally, right? Crossed the border illegally. 100% of those who did that are criminals. They may not be violent criminals. They may not all be the drug lords and the rapists and the murderers and the carjackers and the burglars and the drug dealers and all that. That's fine. You may be right. They may not be violent criminals, but they are all still in violation of our laws. And it is not dignified to reward lawbreaking. There is no dignity in rewarding lawbreaking. There's no dignity for the illegal immigrant, and there is no dignity for the American people. If we are expected to live by a set of laws, then so are they. She says this isn't amnesty? Okay. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to play another cut from Maria Salazar, where she just gives up the whole game. It is about amnesty. It is about citizenship. That's what the Dignity Act is about. And that's what this Securing the Workforce Act is about. You're not securing the workforce for anybody except folks who don't belong here. We'll have that and more on the other side of the break on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210. If you want to chime in, Sean Farish will be back right here to wrap up hour two, a little bit from Maria Salazar right after this.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sorry about that. Welcome back in. It is 1:50 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210. If you want to chime in. Seems that we have struck a bit of a nerve here in a good way. Folks are calling in. I love callers. I'll do calls forever if we want to do that. So that's fine. 855-839-1210. Mark from Philadelphia is on the line. He wants to piggyback on what Stan from Newport called about when we are talking about illegal aliens. Let's go to Mark. What's up, Mark?
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, listen. So my parents were foreign. They're from Poland. I remember growing up as a kid. I saw my mom. It took 2 years to get somebody over here from Poland. Like, her sister was the first, crying, like, calling 2 a.m, like, for the passports, the visa. Anyway, so to piggyback off of the dude, so I'm in a city a lot. Do you realize, like, all the construction that's going on in the city, how many, like, and I love everybody, don't get me wrong. If you're cool, you don't hurt anybody, I love everybody. But sure. All I hear through construction sites are not American language. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The only American-looking person that I see is the foreman. And, you know, it's a shame because all this, you know, all this, like, trades and everything, they're going for it. We're getting pushed out. Like, I've called a lot of things that came true, but I guarantee that we are getting pushed out. Like, Americans are getting pushed out. Like, history repeats itself. Just like the Indians got pushed out, we're going to get pushed out between all this stuff that's going on. Like, you don't think the amnesty, you don't think all these bigwigs have all, like, immigrants, like, working on their property, or even Trump. You don't think he has, like, golf courses and all that stuff? Like, who's cutting the grass there? You know what I mean? It's just,
right. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. And my point is, if you're going to come into the country and you're going to do it the right way, I'm cool with it. Sounds like that's what your family did. But it's
one more thing, Sean. So in Philly, I'm sure you got Home Depots in Tennessee. Well, we got one on the Boulevard. When you drive down, well, I haven't drove down that way in a long time. But when you drive into the Home Depot, back in the day before this ICE stuff was happening, it was packed. The parking lot was, when I say packed, it was packed with everybody other than white people looking for a job. Like, they were there 6 a.m. waiting to get picked up to work. Like, I'm not saying anything, but, like, I think Americans between, and I think the internet's doing a big thing to it, is making people lazy, man. Like, they're trying to get this free ride. Like, I want to be an influencer. I want to do this. I want to make it quick. I want to show my, like, boobs on OnlyFans to make a quick buck. Like, nobody wants to work anymore. Like,
well, you're 100% right, like, about that.
And also, I would rather trade, like what I said about Home Depot. I go to Home Depot, all foreigners looking for jobs. I go to Kensington, all white people cracked out looking for drugs. It's like, what the hell's going on here? Like, I would rather trade one for one an illegal immigrant, get him legalized because he's working for his family, because, like, all these countries that are coming over here, like, you don't see Australia coming over here, you don't see Britain coming over here, you see all these, like, countries that are being treated like crap, you know what I mean? And
want
to better
you're
themselves
right.
They got kids. I'd rather trade one for one from another country than the people we have here.
You say, basically, they say, give me the illegal alien who's going to work. Give me the illegal alien who's actually going to work. And let's just get rid of the
make them legal.
Like you said, Mark, I get you, because we got to bounce and go to another call. But
yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Now, good points. I mean, I do respect hard work, right? So, like, if you're an illegal alien, you come into the country and someone's willing to give you a job and you're going to bust your rear end, you know, for a painter or a plumber on a job site. I mean, I'm not happy that the job is not going to an American, but at least you're working. You're a hell of a lot more productive and you're contributing a hell of a lot more than the drug addict who's flopped over in the fentanyl flop in Kensington. You're right. I mean, I would like to clean up both areas there. And obviously there's laws, you know, if you're an American citizen versus if you're an illegal alien, et cetera. The other thing, too, is like, just because you're hanging out at a Home Depot doesn't mean you're illegal. And I know that's not what Mark is saying. I just don't want anyone to, you know, think that I'm sitting here going, yeah, if you're hanging out at a Home Depot, you're an illegal, you know? But I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I had someone in my family once was like, you're a racist. If you want to stop immigration and all this, you should raid the Home Depots. And I was like, did you just racially profile like Home Depot people? What are you doing? Right. All right, this is going to have to be a short one. Let's go to Chef Dave from Oakland. We only got a couple of minutes here, about a minute or so. But Chef Dave, you're on 1210 WPHD.
All right. I'm a chef, as you figured that out, right?
Yeah.
And back in the day, you know, back in the 70s and the early 80s, when we needed a dishwasher, we hired American kids, you know, dishwasher. If he wanted to move up and become a chef, he just worked his way up. Then around 86, sure. The first time I saw a Mexican, and, you know, and we were stupid, to be honest with you, because we taught him how to do stuff. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Now all the chefs and stuff are Mexicans. The waiters, you know what I mean? And, you know, like, yeah. Hey, man, I can make a chicken masala. You know what I mean? That's what it's like. And then going back, and I knew, and one time when I worked for a big corporation, I don't think I should say it, and that was a food service, right? And, you know, we used to run a big corporation place. And, you know, we subleased it. They came in, the government came in and checked all the IDs. This is like, probably 13 around, right? They checked all their Social Security numbers. 80% of the workforce got fired because they were all illegitimate wow. Social Security numbers. Yeah, it was crazy. But, you know, wow. like, hey, listen, wow. With my kids, my oldest one, he was smart, right to engineering school. My younger one was a C student at sophomore year, right to head machine operating school. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Makes a good living.
Yep.
It's all good. But
right.
That's about it, boss.
Well, I appreciate the call, Chef Dave. I appreciate the call, and thanks for your insight. Very valuable insight. And unfortunately, we're right up against the break, so we got to leave it right there. But if anybody else has, you know, stories to share and input on this topic, it's a very important topic. 855-839-1210. We are going to get to more from Maria Salazar. I do see some questions saying, what is the Dignity Act? I will explain that to you. And we kick off hour three on the other side of this break. Again, the number to call, 855-839-1210. Sean Farish with you until 3 o'clock here on 1210 WPHT. Stay right there. We're back after this.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber. And they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.